Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I think what they have done is they've started well. You know, I'm pleased for Paul, because a few years ago when he went in there, around the same time as myself, it was a period where he's gone in and looked towards building a young group of players. And obviously the first season was difficult, but as they've went on, he's been able to work with them and they've developed and grown. They've got better, and I think this season we'll see them, you know, and their young players really, as I said, that faith that he put in them bear fruit, hopefully. So, no, he's an excellent manager, good guy as well, and as I said, it's no surprise because they've got some talented players there. And we know at Anfield it's been a tough game for us the last couple of years. We lost the, deservingly lost the game when I was here in the first season. They were better than us. And then we started slowly last season, but really showed real character to come back and draw the game. So we understand it'll be a tough game, but we'll look forward to it.
Now the international break always feels an uncomfortable period, and it's left a slightly bad taste in the mouth for Liverpool fans. The injury to Daniel Sturridge means that the Reds enter one of their busiest periods without him. Step up Mario. Trio of changes for Liverpool against Villa today, and a trio of home debuts. Balotelli up front, Adam Lallana in the midfield, and Lazar Markovic also probably playing on the wing from the start, the right wing. Villa nearly provided a huge shock here last season. The Reds called it back to 2-2. What have we got in store today? We're underway. Liverpool have won the toss and they're shooting towards the Anfield Road end. They're in red, Villa in all white, and it's Villa manoeuvring the ball back towards their penalty area. And Liverpool's manager Brendan Rodgers stands upright just on the edge of his technical area, proudly watching this side that he hopes can go a long way in the Premier League this season. Do you believe they will be up there as challengers come May, Terry?
Oh, I've got no doubt about that. They're definitely going to be there or thereabouts, you know. It's keeping everyone fit, that, you know, the main players, that's the main thing. And how Balotelli plays, if he plays well, then you've got a chance that he'll score goals.
The game.
Villa on the attack, first of all, down the right-hand side of the field. Picking up the pace and getting round his man was Alan Hutton. And Hutton's put it into the box low and towards Gabriel Agbonlahor. Liverpool just about shuffled it away and out for a Villa throw on the right. A little bit of early ominous signs coming from Villa's intent. Long ball forward by Liverpool, and Henderson. Markovic got a glancing header, so he's pushed it out wide to the right. Mankilo crosses. Markovic's header!
Oh.
Low past the left-hand post. Not quite on target. Really quick, though. Look how they constructed that move. Mankilo, who loves to get forward down the right-hand side, whipped that ball in, and Markovic, well, from a standing jump, almost glanced it into the left-hand corner.
I think he should have scored, I honestly do. But he made a great run into the box, and I think he should have scored.
Ball forward by Liverpool through the centre to Coutinho. He's lost it to Delph. Probably buoyed by that England performance. And then forward by Hutton for the chase for Agbonlahor. He's always trying to get into those areas, drifting off the side on the right, and he's done just that. Hits it against Mamadou Sakho and wins the corner off it. And that's the problem with the work of Agbonlahor. He's very hard to pick up.
He's strong and he's quick. That's the thing. He's quick, you know. So he's probably one. He's just signed a 5-year contract. He'll be on the high now, and he started off the season well. He's a good player, he always has been, but, you know, he's hit and missy, but now he seems to have found his form, got his new contract, and he'll probably start scoring goals now.
Captain,
hope it's not today, though.
Yeah. Corner on the right-hand side, Westwood takes it, took that free kick earlier on. Right-footed into a dangerous area, Hutton heads it forward, Villa trying to scramble it in, and they've got it! It's rippled into the right-hand corner of the Reds' net. And it looked like an earlier opportunity. Liverpool just managed to stub out, but the ball hung around the six-yard box. And Gabriel Agbonlahor celebrates the opening goal for Aston Villa. It was messy in there, really messy. Westwood's corner from the right-hand side. And it could have been put away first time by Hutton. But eventually, it was put into the right corner of the net by Agbonlahor. I don't think Brendan Rodgers will be mightily happy with that.
No, he was left there. He was left. Oh, it's a poor goal to him. No.
Hutton's header forward into the six-yard box was stopped by, I think, Agbonlahor, another red shirt, and then Agbonlahor was the quickest to turn around and react to it. Villa are always dangerous here. Liverpool 0, Villa 1. Cleverly, maybe taken a little bit late by Adam Lallana, just nipping behind him, and Cleverly had released the ball when Lallana came. He's not a dirty player at all, Adam Lallana. He straight away is over to him. I think just when you're making your home debut like he is today, there's a lot of nerves that come with that, isn't there?
Just a bit too keen. He just wants to do well. He started off a bit ropey early on, first couple of minutes, but he just wants to win the ball, and over enthusiasm, really.
Name going in the book is Adam Lallana, as Lee Mason takes an eternity to put it in there. There's no quick free kick. Well, the last dead ball that Westwood delivered, Ashley Westwood put into the boxes from the corner. They scored from it. Liverpool, beware, and make sure you deal with this one correctly this time. Stephen Gerrard's barking the orders right across his back line. Westwood places it down again. Agbonlahor is in an offside position, so he's going to run back once it's taken. He's making sure that the linesman is aware of his positioning. It's obviously something they've worked on in training. No, he stood still. Westwood takes it into the box. Hutton, free header! He's missed it! Should have been 2-0 Aston Villa. Hutton can't believe he missed that opportunity. And those Villa fans down in the Anfield Road there must be shaking their heads at that, because what was the marking on Alan Hutton there?
There was no marking. Around him. There was no marking. I'm just watching it here again.
Senderos.
Yeah. There was a man there, but he never jumped with him.
Sissoko's cross into the box, headed out of play by Jordan Henderson. Corner kick for Villa. The rest of the results in the Premier League, I didn't give you them all. Stoke 0, Leicester 1, Sunderland 2, Tottenham 2, West Brom 0, Everton 2. Excellent for the Blues today. Lukaku and Morales. By sound of Sharpie's commentary, Lukaku's goal was a wonder. And that's how it's lined up. 0-0 in Tranmere's game in League 2. They were playing away at Hartlepool. Corner Aston Villa, top end of the ground. They've already silenced it once. Corner right into the centre. Lovren gets in. It's drop free. It's a chance for Villa to make it 2-0. Scuffed by Vyman, who's been so effective in recent visits here. His shot on target wasn't going on target, I should say. And then Gerrard steered the header out for another corner.
It could easily have hit someone and gone in. The goalkeeper's come out. He hasn't got a good enough punch on him. And that was a good chance for them again.
Markovic forward pass to Balotelli, picks up the pace, uses some strength, edge of the area, and chips it out wide to the right flank to Manquillo. Has Coutinho behind him for help. He's put it into the box for Henderson. Chance. Drops for Lallana. Oh, that could have been the way to actually get off to your perfect start in the Liverpool shirt on 30 minutes, but Lallana's shot stubbed out. At the same time, Lee Mason has blown his whistle late in the centre circle for a challenge on Gabby Agbonlahor. Not gone down very well inside these quarters. Now it's calmed down. Agbonlahor's gone down. Villa probably need a breather themselves. They want to stop what they know is sort of this rising influence of Liverpool on the game. And Liverpool chipping the ball into the box, headed down. Lallana, was he trying to position it instead of just rifle it?
He tried to side-foot it in instead of just lamping it. It might have gone over the bar, but or made the goalie make a save.
Coutinho, right side of the area, chance. Chips it in. Balotelli, maybe tried to get in there, it's come back out. Markovic, it's dropped to. Now Coutinho picking it up. Markovic once more, looking for the perfect pass, can't find it. Nathan Baker chomps at it, blocks it away. Now it goes for a Liverpool throw. Brendan didn't shout, but he very much made his point that Sturridge's training regime should have been absolutely adhered to, and it wasn't by the FA. Ball up towards Balotelli, drops to Lallana. Lallana's shot, but he caught it wonderfully ripe, and that ball stayed true and dead and straight in the line, but unfortunately it was 5 yards wide to the right-hand side of the Aston Villa goal.
Good strike. We need more of that, don't we?
It's Gerrard. Can he be the inspiration? He's cut one out to the right side for Javier Manquillo. Manquillo's a little bit too heavy on his first touch, but he's collected the ball behind him, given to Gerrard again, spraying it around for fun. He's found Balotelli left of the area. He takes a shot himself. It could go anywhere, and it very nearly did. Now Balotelli cut right across that ball. He was so far out on the left wing. He's tried to score from the very left edge of the Villa penalty area.
It just got a touch, didn't it, and took it away from the goal. But what a ball by Steven Gerrard. One after the other. Fantastic ball, 50 yards. And he got him, what, 2-3 yards wide?
McBonaghore at the other end of the field, but the work of Sacco and Henderson regaining possession. Now Sacco once more, left side of the centre halves, gives to Jordan Henderson. Henderson with the outside of the boot, rolls it back over for Steven Gerrard. Sacco's used once more. Forward he comes, looking for that pass, can't find it. Muscled by Bonlahor, plays it forward towards Moreno. Moreno's burst into great space. Can he find the answer? Oh, it's chipped away from inside the penalty area by Baker. And then as Lallana tried to follow it up and cross in, it didn't quite work. Coutinho still causing a nuisance in the penalty area. Alberto Moreno very nearly with the last save of that first half. He just couldn't unlock.
He should have had a shot. He tried to play Markovic in. He should have just blasted it and hopefully it had gone in, or it had come to someone to put it in. It was a great chance that. He should hit the target. He's going to have a shot.
Terry McDermott, thoughts on that first half performance by Liverpool? It was probably a deserved goal for Aston Villa considering how they played for the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, they were well on top of 15 minutes and rightly they were 1-0 up and probably deserved it, you know. But I think we've come back into the game without causing too many problems. I think Brendan, if he doesn't change it at our time, I think he'll change it after 10-15 minutes of the second half and had a bit more pace and a bit people going at people because no one going past anyone.
Well, there's options on the bench. Ricky Lambert is one of them. He'd love to get a bit of game time, wouldn't he? So Ricky could be something. Fabio Barini, Raheem Sterling is the obvious choice. And as you said pre-match, it's just a question of why he's on the bench. Has he been given a rest? Has he got a little niggle? You know, it's how Brendan preserves it with Champions League action midweek and a trip to West Ham next week.
Yeah, and I understand why he's done it, but you know, you want to see your best players on the pitch, and he's probably been our best player for the last 4 games. And you want him out on the pitch, you know. Like, come Christmas and you want to start resting players, that's fine. But, you know, after 4 games, I don't see the point, really.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Welcome back to Anfield. Terry McDermott, Steve Hothersall with you, Radio City Sports, as Liverpool trail by a goal to nil to Aston Villa at the break, and Liverpool shooting towards the cop end in the second 45. I think Villa have been very comfortable and probably worthy of their 1-0 lead. They're finding life rather straightforward at the moment. But here's a long ball forward looking for Balotelli, which is headed away by Nathan Baker. Now we're hoping the second half, Terry, delivers something a little bit different.
Well, I just certainly do, and they're on the attack now, but nothing come of it. But, you know, they're a useful team. They're difficult to break down.
Yeah, well organised. Liverpool, in terms of the lineup, no changes at half time. Mignolet in goal. Manquillo, Lovren, Sacco, Moreno at the back four. The midfield, Henderson and Gerrard. Further forward, Markovic, Coutinho, Lallana, and Balotelli up front, too. Okay, hasn't had that many chances, but also, as Terry's pointed out, his job is put the ball in the back of the net. Gerrard left footed with a ball to Markovic. Markovic then to Henderson, and Henderson over to Coutinho. Sterling's on possession now, being bustled back by Tom Cleverley. Cleverley's a busy worker. Coutinho's been found, but he's got a difficult job to do. Got his way in there and then lost the ball, and it's come back out to Sterling. Sterling finds space past his man, and the shot wasn't up to the same way in which he turned Cleverley.
It was a poor finish, but that's what we want. We had them pinned right on their 18-yard box. That's what we need, get them in there and then get shots in. Deflections, you never know what's going to go on. And that's what where we want to play up there, up front, not at halfway line.
Senderos heads clear. And Henderson heads it back onto the halfway line. Outside of the boot, Gerrard delivers one of those wonder passes. How does he do that?
Oh, you tell me.
Unbelievable. You tell me. And Moreno tries to tussle his way around the back of Kieran Richardson and wins a free kick on that far side.
I've seen some great passes of a ball. You know, Glenn, just talking about Glenn Hoddle there. He, you know, fantastic passer of the ball. Graham Souness, fantastic. But this fella's beyond belief,
different
really.
World. Free kick, headed over his own crossbar by Nathan Baker. I think you're right, because he can hit it with inside, outside, toe.
Yeah, it's just, you know, he's been the best Liverpool player for 20 years, no doubt about it. And if not longer, because I drool over him sometimes, you know. And I know he plays in a little bit of a different position now. But he's still class act. He can go on for another 4 years.
Coutinho corner and a header which misses
and it was from Dejan Lovren. Wasn't quite perfect. Lovren, lots of movement from him, and he had two defenders in front of him. Baker was putting him off. Delf near the dead ball line. Gerrard about to challenge him.
That stays in.
Put the cross in, and then cleared away. And then Ricky Lambert starting to run with it down the line. And I thought Ricky had the better of his man, Baker, then.
Ten.
He's not going to moan about it. Gets the throw in. Sterling's on it. On the far side of the field, Coutinho's waiting, but he'll only receive it after a pass from Moreno. And now Coutinho approaching the penalty area. This way and that. Still going. Coutinho, he'll shoot. Oh, it hit the post. Comes back out. And then Sterling's shot hits his own man, Jordan Henderson. Philip Coutinho, best bit of action we've seen from Liverpool this evening. And on 81 minutes, he almost rifled it in. But how unlucky with what was then the follow-up as Sterling tried his shot and he hit his own man. Remains 1-0, only for the post.
It's at the inside of the post as well.
Keeper flat-footed.
Great
wonderful
strike.
Effort. Coutinho asking that defender to go both ways with him. It got a little deflection, I think, from Senderos. And then the follow-up shot by Raheem Sterling.
How's
all
your
bad luck?
How's your luck?
Liverpool are beaten at home. Their second home fixture of this 2014-15 season. And Aston Villa have won by a goal to nil. Villa were great value for it in the first half of the game. Liverpool just couldn't work them out, really, and they never quite had the cutting edge to make the difference. Full-time, Liverpool 0, Villa 1. I've got to throw this on you now, Terry. You've got to name a motor range man of the match from the Liverpool team. In other words, a man that stood out in the Liverpool side today. I don't know if you just want to have a look through there and maybe decide. Just from you, Terry, so there's a Liverpool player only that you think has stood out as maybe having the best game. I'll give you a couple of minutes to think about it, because I threw that on your toes rather quickly. Just a summary, really, of the game for you.
Well, obviously, we're all disappointed, devastated, some of us, because that's a game that you've got to win. You know, your home games against teams like Aston Villa. But I'll give Aston Villa credit. They played well. They made it very difficult, like Southampton did. It's never going to be easy at Anfield for the rest of the season, because they're all going to do the same thing what these have done. But we've got enough quality players here to, you know, we've got to start putting the ball in the back of the net a bit more. I know we've got three at spares, was it? But we need to, you know, win a scrappy 1-0s and things like that. Sometimes, you know, when you don't play well, scraping a 1-0 win. But today, I never really thought they were going to get back into it. I thought they might have got a goal late on in the second half, maybe the last 5 minutes, but he got a little bit of it at the post 10 minutes to go. But really, they didn't deserve anything, did they?
Well, the question will be asked about goal scoring, won't it? I mean, that's the point. It's all about, you know, can you find someone to replace the goals from Luis Suarez? Liverpool with Balotelli today, your assessment of maybe his threat? And of course, we have to take into account that Raheem Sterling was on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, hey, there's no doubt about it. Balotelli is a very, very good player. But today, very, very average. You've got to be honest, you know, let's not pussyfoot around it. He was average today, you know, but he is a good player, and he probably will be a good player for Liverpool over the years. That's if we can keep out of trouble. But, you know, he is a quality player, and we need to get the best out of him.
Is there a question to be asked about sort of how long it would take for all the different characters or buys to fit into a system? And I mean, I'm talking specifically about Lallana, who perhaps felt the weight of a home debut here today. Balotelli, of course, getting used to it as well. Markovic. These are players that are finding their feet, aren't they?
Yeah, of course they are. And it does take time. You know, Lallana, but you know, who's a quality player. He's proved it time and time again in the Premier League. And he's come on today, he's played today. And that wasn't the Adam Lallana I know. He's a lot better than that. We know that. So you know what you're going to get from him. Then when you've got your foreign players coming in, you know, it takes them a lot longer to settle. You know, like Adam Lallana, he's played in the Premier League. He knows what it's all about. These players don't. They're quickly finding out now with the Southampton game and the game today at Villa, in Villa. They know it's not easy. You know, your home game, they think, oh, we're going to turn up and win. It doesn't happen like that in English football. And that's what they've got to learn, and learn that very quick. Otherwise, the teams above us are going to get away, and then you're playing catch-up.
Final thought, it's such a busy month, isn't it? I mean, it's the next 3-4 weeks, he's 7 games rammed in there. They've got quick chances to make amends, particularly sort of West Ham away next week, but the Champions League midweek is maybe a nice diversion for them before they get back to it at Upton Park.
Yeah, I mean, that won't be easy at Upton Park, but they're capable of going there and winning. I said after the Southampton game 3 weeks ago that Liverpool, I think, will find it a lot easier playing away from home, because at home, players are getting, they're getting 10, 9 and 10 men behind the ball, and it's so difficult to break down. You know, you just need a little bit of luck where, you know, they go, you score an early goal, and then they have to change their tactics. So it's going to be, you know, a suck and see really for the next few weeks. But he's brought the players in, they've got a lot of hard games coming up, but he's got the squad that he said he wants, and he's got. Now, we've got to go and prove it that way, that them players are good enough to play, wear the shirt of Liverpool. I've got no doubt they are, but how long is it going to take them to really gel together?
Terry McDermott, been an absolute delight to have you on board today. Your motoring's man of the match before you exit the Radio City airwaves.
Yeah, I mean, there was one or two decent performances. I don't think anyone was outstanding, but I've got to give it to one man, because every time he gets on the ball, I think something's going to happen. It's Steven Gerrard. I just think he's just an unbelievable player. Even now, in the position he's playing, and his passing is... I don't think I've seen a better pass of a ball.
Post-match. Disappointing. Started slowly. Give away a poor goal. Probably picked up the tempo. Then after that, players gave everything. But just lacked that wee bit of quality and final ball. And you got to give Aston Villa credit. Defend it well once they got the goal. Kept the lines tight. Defend it at a low block. And we just couldn't get the final pass. So left it really frustrating for us.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.